Beloved radio friends, we greet you in the ever precious and the worthy name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus. We give you another hearty welcome to the study of God's precious Word, as once again we continue our meditation and study from the first epistle of John, chapter 2, verses 13 and part of verse 14, where we are considering the family of God. We have emphasized and repeat with emphasis, God the Father is seeking a family. Every born-again believer in this period of God's grace who trusts the Savior becomes a child in that family. At the present time in 1 John chapter 2, we are considering the classification of the Father's family. And we have noted there are three separate classifications ascribed to the family of God. Now we would say with all earnestness, God does not divide his family from one another as men have divided themselves in the world today. No, the family is one in the sight of God. But as God looks at that family, there is a classification of development and growth whereby he states that they are divided into fathers, and they are divided into some that are young men, and they are divided as to being, some of them, perhaps many of them, little children. We read the words of 1 John 2, verse 12, going down through the first part of verse 14. I write unto you, children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. We would today begin the separate consideration of these divisions in the family of God by directing our attention to that classification of those who are called fathers. If you will note the opening of verse 13, together with the opening words of verse 14, they are very similar. And the things that John writes concerning the fathers in both of these verses, that which he writes is exactly the same. The description about them is the same in both verses. In verse 13, he says, I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. Likewise, in verse 14, as he begins in separate manner to write concerning these fathers, he declares the same truth. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. Now may I point out in advance that if we consider the section that will be before us, continuing toward the end of this chapter, we shall note that John has very little to write to the fathers in contrast to that which he writes to the young men. He writes much more to the young men. But then he writes very much more when he directs his words to the little children in the family. So let us recognize, John by the Holy Spirit, as he writes to the members of the family, directs very few words to the matured Christians who are thus classified in their spiritual growth and development as fathers. Now they don't take the name of fathers. This is but a human expression that the Spirit of God is indicating. They have gone on to maturity, and he calls them fathers. For the expression specifies spiritual attainment, spiritual development. It does not necessarily indicate physical years, though of course we will admit that spiritual maturity may be found chiefly among elderly believers. but we would be reminded as we consider this fact. There can be many older Christians who may yet still be babes in Christ. And to that connection, I would remind you that in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, Paul had to write a letter to the Corinthian believers and tell them, I could not write unto you and speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto babes, for you should be having meat. But I cannot give you meat, you are still babes in Christ. So let us realize, not necessarily may we find spiritual fathers among elderly Christians. Sometimes we may even find younger believers who have developed and rapidly grown in spiritual character. But may we be reminded now, the expression specifies spiritual maturity and growth. Now, what is the special characteristics, or one special characteristic that is describing the fathers? I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him from the beginning. You have the same expression in verse 14. I've written unto you, fathers, because you have known him from the beginning, or the one that is from the beginning. Now, may I emphasize this verb, known. Ye have known him. The word known in the original is written in the perfect tense, and it indicates the state that has been produced, the spiritual maturity that has been produced, has continued. Now, we may well realize this is a commendable expression whenever it belongs to one and can be applied to a Christian who has continued faithfully going on with and for his Lord and growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But then I want you to think of the scope of their knowledge. John says they know him that is from the beginning. Who is this one that they know who is from the beginning? Ah, that one whom they have gone on to know, the one who is from the beginning, is that blessed Son of God, their Savior. And they have certainly gone on to know him better. May I remind you of the words of Paul in Philippians chapter 3 and verse 10, when thus he declared with all earnestness his longing and his great desire concerning Christ, that I may know him. Now, this was not merely that he knew the Savior, that his sins had been forgiven. This was not merely saying, I know Christ is my Savior. No. But, oh, Paul recognized and acknowledged he must go on knowing that one. Let me quote Peter's words again, 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. And link them with 2 Peter 3:18, when Peter declares, grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now may I make the personal application of this truth to my heart for your encouragement as well as your illumination if it's needful. May I say, I don't know the Lord Jesus in complete fullness, the greatness of his person, the complete revelation of spiritual knowledge. Oh, I do desire to know him better, and that every day. And more keep going on to know him. And my beloved, may I state, John is commending these believers who are as fathers in the family. You've gone on. You know the Lord. Your relationship with Christ, you have found delight in him. You know who he is. You know what he is. You see his moral beauty. You enjoy the perfections of Christ. You seek to know more of the excellences of Christ. And you have been wholly occupied with Christ. My beloved, let's ask a question. Am I a spiritual father? Have I gone on to spiritual maturity, make Christ the occupation of my knowledge? the occupation of my heart, the occupation of my mind. For said the Lord Jesus in John 17 and verse 3 when he prayed to the Father, this is life eternal, that they may know thee, and Jesus Christ, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. And let me paraphrase those words. This is eternal life, going on and on and on and on and on forever, knowing thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. And may I say very faithfully, you will never, I will never exhaust the knowledge of God and the knowledge of Jesus Christ. But oh, these were men who were going on, who had never ceased going on, and they were still going on. And this is the lesson for you and for me to learn, my fellow believer in Christ. The knowledge of knowing Christ himself better should absorb the believer to this degree. And when John writes to these fathers, he's no advice to give to them. He has no words of warning to minister to them. He simply repeats the fact. You have gone on. You have made the Christian life an occupation of knowing and learning more of Christ himself. And may I say, when Christ fills the heart, there's no room for Satan to enter. And the value of it, the fathers who have gone on knowing Christ better, they also are the ones who know the Father better. Oh, beloved, may we say that you and I may realize that we who are believers should keep pressing on to know God more through our Lord Jesus Christ and become spiritual, matured believers and children in the family of God. Oh, beloved, may this search your heart as well as mine own. Are we maturing? Are we growing? Do we know the Savior, our Lord, better and better each day through the precious Word, through our fellowship with him? God grant that we do and that we will. Father, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus to speak to the children of God. We who are thine, help us to grow, Lord, and mature for thy glory in Jesus' name. Amen.